Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Ask D. Mace in 30 minutes. We'll get those questions in for Derek Mason. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. But I said we have a very exciting programming and station announcement. We are officially the radio broadcast partner of the Nashville Cats. The Nashville Cats are back in the Arena Football League, and we are incredibly proud and honored to be carrying those games on our station. They will be on 102.5 The Game and 94.9 The Fan. Nashville Cats are making their debut, or I guess return, on April 27th. 5 games at the Municipal Auditorium in downtown Nashville. 5 games on the road. Overall, we're just excited to have more football back in Nashville, and we are so excited to be the radio broadcast partner of the Nashville Cats. But we cannot make this announcement ourselves. We can't do this alone. Mm-mm. We're going to have to bring in some very special guests onto the show to officially, on the air, welcome the Nashville Cats back into Nashville. So joining us now is the voice of the Nashville Cats, Eli Gold. And of course, we bring in the president of football operations, a name that we know and love here in Nashville, Jeff Fisher. Eli Gold, Jeff Fisher, it's good to have both of you back in the game of football, back in Nashville. Sports in Nashville just don't feel the same without the two of you. So Eli, I'll first and foremost kick it off with you making your return to the Arena Football League. How excited are you to be part of this league and part of this team and its return to Nashville?
Well, I'm very excited. Of course, I know so many people in Nashville, Willie and I, and we all go back a long time, and I know so many folks there. I've been part of the Arena Football League for many years. It's been a few years since I've done an AFL game, but I was the TV voice of the league for 6 years or so on NBC and TNN, and I've got just so many friends, and that's what this is all about. It's to bring the game to the fans. You know, whether Jeff and I have to answer to other people, but we work for the fans. That's what it's all about. And we just want to get back to work and bring this great product to everybody. So I'm thrilled. I'm excited. And as a matter of fact, I got to come up to Nashville on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And I'm looking forward to catching up with a bunch of folks who I've known over the years.
The feeling is mutual. Looking forward to catching up with you as well. Coach Jeff Fisher is with us as well. Jeff, appreciate you for joining us. Just if you wouldn't mind giving us kind of a background of what your role is and what fans can expect from the Nashville Cats experience.
Well, I'd love to. I think anybody that knows me along the way knows that I was about having fun and associated with a game. Why can't you have fun with the game? And that's what I did my whole career, was just try to create an environment where people look forward to coming to work and they just had fun and they trusted each other and they knew win or lose, it was going to be fun. Mondays would be hard, but there'd still be fun. And to think that, you know, when I was approached and kind of stepped into the Arena Football League, more specifically the Cats organization, months ago, I never thought that we would be sitting here announcing that Eli was going to be doing our games. I mean, it's just things have fallen into place for us. This is an organization that's been blessed over the last 3 or 4 months, and for things just to fall in place. Our partnership with you guys, Eli coming on board, and you know, the list goes on and on. So as far as my role, I just want to make sure everybody's having fun. So I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not coaching. I'm not going to do anything. It's a different game. It's, you know, people, for the listeners out there, this is not 11-on-11 spring football. This is not the Alliance. This is not USFL. This is not XFL, UFL. This is indoor entertainment. And it's football. It's the game of football. The ball is flying around. And it's just, as Eli will tell you, it's an exciting game. And, you know, we just want people that come out to want to come back again. And, you know, we're gonna be heavily involved in the community. That's the way we've always been. That's the way I was wired. And, you know, I got a chance to go out and speak at the Salvation Army luncheon in Johnson City, the Tri-Cities area, a week ago, and oh my gosh, there's the people there. We're, oh, coach, man, I remember when, and da da da. You know, we just want to reach out, touch people, be heavily involved in the community, and put on a great show, and you know, get the players involved off the field, and just want, you know, we just want the younger demographics here just to catch on, as you know, just like the old ones have, and just continue with this great tradition of indoor football here in Nashville.
We're talking to the legendary voice of Eli Gold and Jeff Fisher, who is the president of football operations with the Nashville Cats. Now, Jeff, how do you approach this new role? Do you approach it more so like you did coaching for many, many years, or do you take a different approach now being the football operations guy?
You know, Derek, it's different. You know, over the years, you know, obviously I moved two franchises. So, you know, the off the field stuff, I'm quite familiar with. We've got a experienced, successful head coach that's going to run the next side of our operation. You're going to meet, but I'm just going to reach out and make sure that there's no bumps along the road, and if there are, we're going to make sure that they're smoothed out and just put the right people together. And you know, we're going to just shake hands and put a smile on people's face. That's what this is about. I'm not doing the X and O thing. I'm not doing the personnel thing. I'm trusting people to do it in business, and you know, in these type of arrangements, the better you are at surrounding yourself with good people, the more success and the more fun you're going to have. And that's what we've done. Derek, just to pull a guy off the top of the list here is like, you know, guess who our equipment guy is going to be?
Hoss.
It's going to be Paul Noska. You know, and it's just like, I mean, why not take care of the people that took care of you, you know? And so that's kind of our plan. And, you know, it's going to be an organization based on integrity and community. And, you know, we're just going to have fun. Of course, we're going to win a championship, you know, which is going to be played here. But of course, yeah, that's what this thing is all about.
And the same question for you, Eli, because it's not like you haven't been in this arena with the Arena League before, but you've many, many years, you know, with the Alabama Crimson Tide, and you've done other things, but jumping back into this pool with the Arena League, do you approach it any different?
Well, yes and no. It's still football, although it's a different brand of football. There's still, you know, quality talent that you can realize, and you know, it's a little easier because you're not having to memorize 105 names of a roster from Utah State that's coming in. Because, you know, it's a little bit different, and it's easier in that regard. And of course, when it's hotter and Hades outside, it's comfortable in the arena, and that's wonderful, especially for us bigger guys who, you know, we'll sweat at the drop of a hat, so it's nice to be indoors in a climate-controlled setting. But, no, it's the bottom line is a fun, fun product. That's what caught me originally when I first did the arena football games. And as I stayed with it year after year after year, there was that relationship that a smaller roster was able to develop with the fan base. And but it's still football. There's still handoffs. There's still hard running. There's still good open field tackling. And, of course, you then have the element of the nets coming into play, which makes it just a whole lot livelier than the outdoor game. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
We're talking with Eli Gold and Jeff Fisher. They are teaming up to relaunch the Nashville Cats. We're so excited to have our partnership with them here on 102.5 The Game. Eli, it's so interesting. I'm sitting here in San Jose right now talking to you, and I remember as a young broadcaster learning so much from you that season you traveled with the Predators and did the games on radio, and you and I even got to do some playoff games here in this city. Unfortunately, it didn't go real well
for
the Preds. But we had some
that,
fun.
Yeah. But, we did. We
also,
had great fun.
Yeah, and that was a heck of a team too, as you remember.
Sure. It was a great team. They had outstanding goaltending. They had a lot of things going for it. A few breaks here and there, and it could have been a different outcome at the end of the year. But, you know, that's sports. That happens. But I loved it, and the relationship I built up with the Nashville sports fan was just something that has carried on. There are so many friends I've got up in the Music City area from my time with TNN and my time with the Predators and so on, that I'm much richer because of that. I sure am.
Well, and we're so excited to have you, Eli. And I would say, even though you have, other than that one season, you haven't done a whole lot of games for a team here in Nashville. I would venture to say that almost everybody listening right now is very familiar with you and has heard you do some games. So just to have you aboard on this is a big, big thrill. I even remember back in the day, I got a chance to do color with you on one of those Cats games.
Right.
And D-Mace, this is pretty scary. They let me use the Telestrator. And poor Eli was sitting there going, who is this rookie trying to circle stuff? And Eli, you remember your longtime spotter, Butch.
Butch Owens, yeah.
Yeah, he had to show me a couple of times. Like, he almost had to push some buttons for me. Like, Willie, this is how you turn it off. Okay,
yeah.
Don't forget to do this. It was hilarious. But I feel like we're coming full circle here.
Yeah, we have. It's really very, very nice. And I appreciate, you know, the team. I appreciate Greg Pogue, the coach, of course, Coach Fisher. I've known Dean for a number of years. It's everybody's reached out to me. It's been very, very nice. And you're right. I live in Birmingham, but, you know, that's not that far. I'm in Nashville a lot for a myriad of different things. So I look forward to it. I've done a number of Titans games on Sports USA and Westwood One over the years because I have done NFL action. So I've been in Nashville a good bit, and I've loved it. And, you know, now having recovered from cancer, I missed a year because I was very, very sick. But now being able now to recover from it and be able to come back into the Nashville market is just some of the best medicine I could have had personally. So we're all looking forward to it. And, you know, I've known of Jeff Fisher for so many years. We've not worked together, but I've known of him. And, you know, it's just great to be able to work with a good first-class organization such as this.
But, Willie, before you say something, Eli, I want to, because my mom passed away from cancer some years ago. So,
really, dear?
Yeah, so I just want to bless you. You know, God bless you, because I know difficult it can be to walk through that situation. But for you to come out on the other side and healthy,
well,
that
you.
Is truly
and
a
I'm
blessing.
Sorry. I'm sorry you lost your mom. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, that cancer is nothing to mess with. And that's one of the things that I've done this past year. And I've befriended lots of people. I have made myself available to different cancer groups, organizations, to speak, what have you. A good friend of mine just passed away the first of this past week because of cancer. His funeral was yesterday. It's something that impacts most everybody, and that has given me another platform to speak out and be part of the community here in Birmingham, doing a bunch of stuff for the Cancer Foundation, the Cancer Society, what have you. I'm sorry you lost your mom, but you know what? We're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So many people listening right now have either had cancer, have been impacted by it through a family member or a friend, and I plan to continue that in Nashville to help out wherever I can. For people who are battling that terrible disease.
D-Mace, I'm so glad you said that. And Eli, we're so thankful that that you're feeling better. Jeff, I was going to ask you a question, but go ahead. I know you wanted to chime in.
Well, no, I was gonna just follow up to your full circle comment. I mean, what would complete the circle would be. And this is a question to Derek. You got any left, Derek? That would
there
complete
you go.
It. You don't have to answer now. So.
Oh, man. You know what?
You're going to walk.
You taking care of those hamstrings, D-Maze?
Yeah, I'm taking care of these hamstrings and everything else. As long as I, a few days off here and there, I'm good.
Our producer yesterday, Nick Frazier, said, hey, I wonder if the Cats are looking for a receiver coach. And I said, a receiver coach? How about a receiver? He still got it.
Line him up. That's good.
Hey, it's like riding a bike. You never forget how to catch the football. So there you go.
That's right. I'll tell you what, Derek, what we could do, because I know what I'm going to do on game day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get over there about 3 hours earlier, and I'm going to sit right next to Eli, and we're just going to tell stories. Mm. I just want to hear all about his career and all that and the people that we've crossed paths with, we have in common. I mean, I'm so excited about the arrangement.
Jeff, I was going to ask you about the full circle thing. You remember when you guys first arrived in Nashville, and you just referenced that the transition from the Oilers to the Tennessee Titans the Tennessee Oilers to the Tennessee Titans. During that time is when the arena opened, and really before the Predators even took the ice, the Cats had a season or two, and they were the main attraction in a brand new building. And you remember those days well, and that's that feeling I think you referenced right away, that there's a lot of people in our city that even maybe when they were a kid or something probably went to a Cats game and had a great time. And that's what you're kind of trying to build off here.
Let me give you an example of that. So I was talking to Dr. Burton Elrod. Okay, we all know Burton, Elite Sports, and Burton was our team orthopedic. And I was talking to him about maybe some recommendations, suggestions. Again, keeping in mind, how are we going to surround ourselves with the best people possible? You know what Burton told me? Burton told me that he was at the first ever game and actually caught the first ball that left the playing field in up in the stands and still has it.
I hope that was a throwaway and not an actual pass to somebody.
I don't know. Obviously, he didn't injure his hands, but
which is a good sign.
Yeah, it's
of course.
Just special. Yeah, but
that was a heck of a team.
It was. I mean, we were so busy. We're always there late, and you walk down the hall at the end of the building, and there's somebody from the Cats in the indoor, and this and that. And it's just like, hey, and starts with Eddie Kayat, and then and then you got Pat's Perduto and everything. So they were great people, and just nice people to talk about. But I didn't have any time to, let alone go to a game or pay attention to what they're doing. But over the last couple months, oh my gosh, what they did over a period of time here, with respect to the fan base is pretty impressive. And so there's a lot of them still around. They're a little bit older, but I pretty much can assure you that they're going to come back out. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I was lucky enough to travel the entire league over the course of the years of doing TV. And it was myself and Sam Weitsch and Charles Davis. Wow. That was our broadcast crew. We had Jill Arrington on the sidelines. But we went everywhere. We saw every operation, all the teams. And I say this not because I'm affiliated now with the Cats, but the Nashville operation was always one of, if not the best, operation in the league. The way they incorporated the community and so on. And they had the same same problems to handle that other franchises did. NBA teams, NHL teams, Major League Baseball teams, all in the community. But the Cats just seemed to understand how to bring the fans and the families into this fun atmosphere. So that's what excited me about this, even though some of the people are different, certainly, but the seeds that were planted in the incarnations of the past with bringing the community in and having fun, that's what I remember about going into Nashville and doing the games in those days at the Bridgestone Arena. But I remember going in and having a wonderful time. So that's what it's all about, Jeff, as you were saying, get the fun back into it and bring the families in.
And that's what we are so excited to have back in our city. It is truly something special. Eli Gold, the official voice of the Nashville Cats. Eli, you're a legend. You're an inspiration to broadcasters, to fans, and of course to those that are fighting the good fight. We're happy to have you back in our town. We are so proud to have you on our station. Appreciate you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing everybody again real soon.
It'll be a blast. Thank you, Eli Gold. Eli Gold, he is an absolute legend. Happy to have him here on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game, and 94.9 The Fan with the Nashville Cats. Coach Jeff Fisher is with us as well, and we are so excited about the Nashville Cats. But while we have you, I got to ask you a couple questions. Because we've got the NFL Combine coming up next week. There's kind of two different schools of thought. You know, some think, you know, you have to run the 40, you have to test well at the Combine and Pro Days. And the other school of thought is, I don't really care what how fast a guy can run in his underwear. You know, I want to see the film. I want to see what he does in a game. What is your personal philosophy about the Combine, and what can you learn from the NFL Combine coming up next week?
Well, I mean, I think you have to go back to how did it start? What was the genesis? What was the reason behind it? And really the reason behind it way back when, I think it was 88, maybe even before that, was the fact that you can imagine how difficult it would be to, if you're getting ready to evaluate however many, 300 or 400 players prior to the draft, how difficult it would be to get them all in to get a physical. So we took the physicals to them. So at that point, the most important aspect was just the physical aspect. So you would send all your doctors, team doctors would go to Indianapolis, and then you would do all the physicals. And then, of course, you'd have the workouts and the 40 times and the different drills and, you know, and so on and so forth. So that was the genesis. It's still the big reason for it is to actually let the doctors put their hands on the players. Now, after that, yes, you have all the drills and all the things you have. And the drills have changed. Some things have stayed consistent. Of course, the 40 time and all those things and the lifting. But now it becomes more of an opportunity to get to the player, to have your position coach or to have your scout or bring the player to you in the group setting and do the interviews. So you're selective from that standpoint and try to get as many interviews done as possible. And now it's a show. I mean, it is a show and it's a great event, but a lot of players will opt out because they just finished and they're not ready to, you know, to perform at their peak, at their best. And so they have their pro days or they have their private workouts, but it is, I mean, it's just that, you know, it's that reminder that the NFL is, you know, it's all year long, you know, it's 360, it's 12 months out of the year. That's just going on and on and on. So you got this event there. It's a combine. And I mean, it's something that people look forward to. And, you know, it was from a coaching perspective, I mean, there's a lot of work going on. You're there from the start and you're all the way through the end and you're sitting in every interview and doing all that stuff. But it's the start of the process. And now keep in mind that the scouts have been evaluating players since, you know, since they're early before their junior years and juniors are in there and seniors are in there. But it's the beginning of that process leading up to the draft.
Now, Coach, you would probably be the guy that can best answer this question, because this is the question that we get a lot, or our talking, you know, we talk on it a lot in regards to Derrick Henry and should the Tennessee Titans bring Derrick Henry back. Now, you went through the same thing with Eddie George, and Derrick Henry is today's Eddie George, his big personality in regards to the organization, what he means to the organization, the production on the field. And you had to go through this same thing with sort of coming toward the latter part of a Eddie George era. And what do you do in regards to that? Do you let the player walk and try to transition into another back or a different philosophy, or do you bring him in for another year? The Titans are going through that with Derrick Henry. And a lot of fans are wondering, are they bringing Henry back because they got a new coach? What's the deal? He still can play. How do you approach that as a head coach?
Derek, that's a great question. You know, my feeling back when with respect to Eddie was, why should we let Eddie go anyplace? Let's let him finish here. Even if he's got a, you know, we just kind of maybe reduce the number of carries. you know, but let's give him this opportunity. Started here, let's let him finish here. Well, sometimes the head coach doesn't have the ultimate say, or doesn't, you know, doesn't have the final say over them. That's how it was. But as far as Derek's concerned, I'm the same way. I mean, I'm partial to that, you know, being able to start and finish. But Derek has to make part of these decisions, you know, be responsible for whichever direction they go. But, you know, I hope they get things worked out. I hope they give them a chance. Clearly, you know, the running back position, all positions for that matter, you know, the years take their toll. And the one thing that I know about Derek, and it's very similar to Eddie and those backs that played this long and, you know, had that number of carries that they had year in and year out, is that every year you have to find a way. And Derek, you were wired this way too. The older you get, the harder it is to maintain that base conditioning level. And as you get older, the skills are harder to maintain. So you got to find a way to outwork the way you worked the year before. So that was the way Eddie was wired, and I'm sure that's the way Derek's wired. So Derek's going to be in best shape of his life coming back, you know, and I just, like the rest of the fan base out there, just hope that he gets a chance to continue to play here because he's still got it.
Coach Jeff Fisher, appreciate you for stopping by. So excited to have the Nashville Cats back. Excited to have you on our station today. We will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much, guys. Right. And this is going to be a fun time. I'm still, as you guys are, I'm still blown away at Eli. This is just, it gives me chills.
Oh, man.
It just gives
what a
me
get.
Chills. I'm honored. I'm just honored.
He's a legend.
So anyway, God bless you guys. All have right. A great weekend.
Thank a
you,
legend coach. In every definition of the word. Jeff Fisher, appreciate you for stopping by. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
I mean, spring football in this town, I've seen it grow in the XFL and the USFL. Seeing those leagues thrive in so many of the cities that they're in, it has been so fun. And I know that it's not going to be any different here. And growing the Arena Football League, having the Nashville Cats back, and we're proud to be part of it. All right, coming up next, let's get into a little bit of Ask D. Mace. Get those questions in for Derek Mason. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get your calls, we'll get your texts, and the best question for D. Mace will get a nice little prize, which we will reveal coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace. We're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.